Okay, so for the end of the Lightning Talk Room, we have Richard Hartmann and Sebastian Schubert with the Fosdem Infrastructure Review.
Thank you, and it's great to have you here for the last Lightning Talk of the day for our traditional infrastructure review that we are giving and trying to tell you how we're running this conference. So let's get this started. We were running on a quite stable platform for the last years. We have one Cisco ASR 10,000 or 1006 that we do for all the magic that happens here. So do you have some Wi-Fi connections, and that our customers or our friends that are watching the live streams right now, I hope they can see us, that it will get the live streams. That's what we use those infrastructure for. Most of the traffic we're generating is actually for the live streams that we're doing. We'll see that in a bit. But roughly 500 megabits per second are just going out of the building to our multiplexing service, and where then the videos are spread around the globe. We've had a handful of Cisco switches that we're trying to remove because they're getting quite old, and yeah, we replaced them with even like the same age Arista ones that are a bit easier to handle for us. So we have the first time three new Arista switches on site this year, which helped us a lot with the new setup that we planned. We had two very old servers. I think they were last year they were 13 years. This year it should be 14 years or so, and we thought about, hey, we should replace them, because last year when we powered them up after the pandemic, the battery packs were depleted, and we just thought, okay, maybe we should just replace them. And we found some additional servers that we packed into our rack, and then we just spun up a Proxmox cluster there and started using the first VMs. And yeah, currently all of the monitoring is done locally here at the infrastructure rack that we have. It's done via Prometheus, Loki, and Grafana, and it really helps us a lot. Pain points of the last years, they've all been weeded out in the last year, so this year it was quite smooth run of the whole network setup. We were able to dig into problems that have come up over the last year quite efficient, and didn't spend a lot of time on working on bigger problems. We have also data for the public dashboards that we have on the internet that we send out and just persisted on a machine that's not running here on the campus in case of the campus is not available anymore to us because we need to get rid of the rack in the room. But Richie will tell you something about the room conditions later. So first, start with the video system that we have here. I don't know if any one of you has been running into or wanted to get into a room that said it's full, but you can still watch it as a live stream. We have those beautiful live streaming devices that you can maybe see